How do you inform a doubting and skeptical audience? We'll tackle that today here where you're listening to Mike Connolly on Strategic Cast as we explore how the stories you tell determine how much you sell. So if you have an audience that you would like to serve with a product or service that you have, and they have a very, very doubting attitude about what it is that you have, there are three things you can do. I'm going to give you a three-point checklist, and there's probably more things, but these would be at the top of the list. So number one is you can use a case study demonstrating success for someone that your audience can relate to. And number two is if you bring in a celebrity that the audience identifies with who tells the story about your particular product or service in a general or even a very specific sense. I'll tell you, I'll go into some details here in a second. That's going to help too. So a celebrity would be number two. And number three is tell a story that your audience will be, I want to say, hypnotized by, but in a good way, of course, something that they'll find fascinating and will be drawn into. Okay, so there's an example of this that I ran across in my research for a client last week that I can share with you. I think is really illustrates these three points. And this is for a product that is for folks who have a home and they're approaching retirement and they have a lot of equity in the home and they're looking for ways to solve some cash flow issues or really just to optimize their retirement in the best way possible. And the product is what they call a reverse mortgage. It's a pretty complex financial instrument. And without going into a whole lot of detail about what that is, you may have heard, and there's a pretty widespread skepticism about reverse mortgages due to the fact that when they were first sold, there was just a lot of not good situations that came out. There was a kind of Wild West era before there was a whole lot of regulation about these mortgages. That all was really pretty much solved after President Reagan signed into effect some laws, and things were further developed over the years since then to make these products very, very safe for people and very beneficial for many people. And so one of the companies that promotes and sells these products brought in Tom Selleck, and they have produced a series of videos that really look like these sort of almost mini documentaries with Tom Selleck talking about reverse mortgages. And in one of them, he tells the story of the original reverse mortgage that was put into effect for Nellie Young, who was newly widowed and had a very, very tough situation. And her husband had coached someone in high school, on a high school football team, who came up with a solution for her dilemma, and it was the first reverse mortgage. So it was a very compelling story told by a celebrity that people in this audience could identify with because of his age and because they had seen him on TV and in the movies. And it demonstrated a very specific case study where people could see, oh, okay, so that's how it works. And so those are three things you can do in bringing an audience over to your side who may be very, very skeptical and doubting about a product or service that you have. I hope you find this helpful. And if you did, please download this podcast, post a review, share it with a friend. If you've got questions, comments, politely worded criticisms, please let me know. You can hit me up over at Strategic Copy on Twitter, or go to the website, strategiccopy.com. The more you engage, the better content we can deliver for you. Thanks for listening. See you next time.